Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. India is on the cusp of adding its 59th tiger reserve, a significant milestone in the country's conservation efforts, with the Bihar government approving a proposal to notify the Kamoor Wildlife Sanctuary as a tiger reserve, which would be Bihar's first and a crucial addition to India's tiger conservation landscape. What makes this significant is that the Kamoor Plateau's tiger population has been growing, and surveys have confirmed a viable breeding population that warrants formal protection under Project Tiger. The Kamoor Wildlife Sanctuary, located in the Kamoor and Rohtas districts of Bihar, is spread across the Kamoor Plateau and Rohtas Plateau, an extension of the Vindhya Hill Range, covering approximately 1,342 square kilometers, making it Bihar's largest wildlife sanctuary. First, let's look at the ecological character of the sanctuary. The landscape is characterized by mixed dry deciduous forests, plateau terrain with steep escarpments, and the Sun River draining the northern edge. The vegetation is dominated by dry deciduous scrub, sal patches, bamboo, and mixed thorn forest. The wildlife in the sanctuary is diverse, with confirmed resident breeding populations of tigers, leopards, wolves, hyenas, sloth bears, sambar, chital, nilgai, Indian pangolin, and raptors. The sanctuary also has numerous seasonal streams, the Sun River in the north, and the Karmansa River to the east, which forms the border with Uttar Pradesh. Building on this, it's worth noting that the Kamoor Wildlife Sanctuary sits at the northeastern edge of India's Central Indian Tiger Conservation Landscape, one of the three global tiger strongholds, alongside the Terai, Arc and Sundarbans. The sanctuary connects with the Sanjay Dubri Tiger Reserve in Madhya Pradesh to the south and southwest, the Bandhavgarh and Panna Tiger Reserves in Madhya Pradesh further west, and the Sun Gharial Sanctuary in Madhya Pradesh, which forms a river corridor. This connectivity is crucial for gene flow between Bihar's isolated tiger population and the larger Central Indian tiger metapopulation. Now, let's turn to the history of Project Tiger. Project Tiger was launched on 1st April 1973 under Prime Minister Indira Gandhi, and it's considered one of India's most successful wildlife conservation programs. From 9 tiger reserves in 1973 and an estimated 1,827 tigers, India has grown to 58 tiger reserves as of 2025 and a population of 3,682 tigers, according to the 2022 census, which is the most recent All India Tiger estimation. The National Tiger Conservation Authority, or NTCA, was established in 2005 through the Wildlife Protection Amendment Act 2006 and is chaired by the Union Minister of Environment, Forest and Climate Change. The NTCA includes the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change Secretary, the Director General of Forests and Special Secretary, and state representatives. The functions of the NTCA include approving tiger reserve creation, setting management standards for core and buffer zones, monitoring tiger census, disbursing Project Tiger funds, and handling relocation of villages from core zones. Crucially, a tiger reserve under the NTCA framework has two mandatory components: the core zone, also known as the critical tiger habitat, which is strictly protected and has no human habitation or activity except wildlife-related, and the buffer zone, which is a multiple-use zone where local communities can continue traditional uses and acts as a transition between the core and the surrounding landscape. For Kamoor, the core would likely be the existing sanctuary area, and the buffer would extend into surrounding revenue forests and community lands. And here is something that surprises many students: the All India Tiger Estimation 2022 recorded 3,682 tigers across India, making it the world's largest tiger population, with India hosting approximately 75% of the world's wild tiger population. The state-wise tiger distribution in 2022 showed that Bihar has 54 tigers, confirmed by camera traps and pug mark surveys, which are spread primarily across the Kamul landscape. Without a tiger reserve, this population lacks the institutional protection of dedicated funding, NTCA oversight, and core zone protection. What a tiger reserve designation brings is access to Project Tiger Central funding, which is a 100% centrally sponsored scheme, a special tiger protection force, dedicated anti-poaching squads, village relocation schemes for villages inside the core zone, NTCA monitoring, and mandatory annual reporting. It also brings an ecotourism framework in the buffer zone, which can generate local livelihoods. Now, let us look at India's tiger recovery story, which is one of the rare genuine conservation successes globally. From a baseline of approximately 1,827 tigers in 1973 and 9 reserves, after decades of hunting and habitat loss, to a 2022 census of 3,682 tigers and 58 reserves, with confirmed breeding populations in corridors outside reserves, India's tiger story is a remarkable one. The key drivers of recovery include zero poaching tolerance, habitat expansion, community participation, scientific management, and village relocation. But why does this matter? The remaining challenges include human-tiger conflict, corridor connectivity, prey depletion outside reserves, and climate change. The Sundarbans, India's only mangrove tiger reserve, faces existential threats, including sea level rise, cyclone frequency, tiger-human conflict, and shrinking habitat. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Kamul Tiger Reserve, if notified, would be Bihar's first tiger reserve and India's 59th, covering approximately 1,342 square kilometers. The proposed reserve is located in the Kamul and Rohtas districts of Bihar, on the Kamul Plateau and Rohtas Plateau, which is an extension of the Vindhya Range. The tiger population in Bihar, primarily in the Kamul landscape, is approximately 54, according to the 2022 All India Tiger estimation. The Project Tiger Key data includes the launch date of 1st April 1973 under Prime Minister Indira Gandhi, with 9 original reserves and an estimated 1,827 tigers. The legal basis for Project Tiger is Chapter IVB of the Wildlife Protection Act 1972, as amended in 2006. The funding for Project Tiger is a 100% centrally sponsored scheme by the central government. The National Tiger Conservation Authority, or NTCA, was established in 2006 and is chaired by the Union Minister of Environment, Forest, and Climate Change. The All India Tiger Estimation 2022 key findings include a total of 3,682 tigers, which is the world's largest single-country tiger population, with India hosting approximately 75% of the global tiger population. The top states with tiger populations are Madhya Pradesh with 785 tigers, Karnataka with 563 tigers, Uttarakhand with 560 tigers, and Maharashtra with 444 tigers. The growth rate of the tiger population since 2018 is 6.1% annually. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to your prelims and mains exams, particularly in the context of Project Tiger's success story, governance architecture, and drivers of recovery, as well as the Sundarbans vulnerability and sea level rise as an ecological threat. In conclusion, the proposed notification of the Kamul Wildlife Sanctuary as a tiger reserve marks a significant milestone in India's conservation efforts, and understanding the context, governance, and challenges of tiger conservation is crucial for your UPSC preparation, as it reflects the country's commitment to protecting its natural heritage and addressing the complex relationships between human and wildlife populations.